What's happening? Welcome back to the Nats Insider Podcast. Another week. Dan Kolko with you. Got a good episode for you today. We got a big leaguer joining us, Lane Thomas, Nationals outfielder who's having quietly a pretty darn good year. We'll talk to Lane about everything going on in his world. And we've got a minor league manager joining us, Jake Lowry, manager of the Low A Fredericksburg Nationals, who are playoff bound. They start their playoff run on Tuesday. We're pulling for them all around the DMV, and they've got some exciting young prospects that have started the year there, that are still there, that have joined the team through the draft or trade or call up over the course of the season. So a lot of good stuff to talk about with Jake on our podcast this week as well. First, though, let's get to Lane Thomas, Nationals outfielder acquired in that trade last year with the Cardinals, just coming off a series against his former organization. The Nationals sent John Lester to St. Louis. They got back a guy who has emerged as not just a good fourth outfielder for him, but he's been playing pretty much every day, and it doesn't really matter where Davey decides to play him. Center field, left field, right field, does a nice job at all three. He's been spending quite a bit of time in the leadoff spot of late. Let's hear now from the Nationals leadoff hitter, outfielder Lane Thomas, who in a year plus in the Nationals organization has put up some darn good numbers. Lane, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you doing this. Let's talk, first of all, before we get to you individually, I want to talk about your team. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, the wins have started coming more consistently. But I think beyond the wins, the way that you guys are playing overall has there's been a marked improvement in terms of competitiveness, in terms of quality ABs. What has all of that stemmed from, do you think? Is that kind of a fluky thing that it was bound to happen at some point this season? Or is there something that you kind of pin that on?
I just think we've improved throughout the year on, you know, defense and certain at bats and, you know, some young guys improving over the year, over the season. But I think it's just, obviously I wish we could have done that a little quicker and won some more games early on, but you know, it's just how it goes. Sometimes it takes time for a lot of that stuff to develop. And, you know, like I said, so some of the guys we got in the trade, you know, like I think CJ is doing a really good job at shortstop. And I think Louie is a lot more comfortable playing second base. And I think it's all kind of coming full circle for those guys this year. So hopefully they keep doing a good job and, you know, we keep swinging the bats, you know, good enough to give our pitchers a chance to win us some games.
That's something that we have noticed from the outside watching, you know, in the stadium at home. Is that something that's palpable in the clubhouse as well, that you guys feel a shift in the quality of games that are being played?
Yeah, I think we beat some pretty good teams, like the second half of the season, especially in some big series against some teams who are going to go on and win their division. So it definitely gives us a confidence boost. We know we can do it. I think it's just getting a little more consistent with everybody else too.
You mentioned, you know, a couple of the young guys, CJ at short, Louis now at second. What can adding youth athleticism, speed do to a lineup and a defense that can allow you guys to do some things that maybe you, I don't want to say you couldn't do before, but it just puts you in a better position to do some of that stuff going forward?
Yeah, I think it gives the starting pitching and the bullpen guys a chance to, you know, just have confidence in some of their pitches. And, you know what, I don't have to be perfect to go out there and get outs, that you trust the guys behind you. And on both sides of the ball, it gives the offense, you know, a little confidence, as in we don't have to go out and score 6-7 runs to win a game. So I think it's on both sides of the ball. It helps everybody out.
Lane, let's talk about you. You know, you and I have talked about this a little bit over the last few weeks. You've been a member of this organization now for a little over a year. What's your level of comfort now that you come over in the trade, you finish up strong last year, and now you've had almost a full season this year to really put some roots down in this organization in DC and feel like you're going to be here for a little bit? What has that felt like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. I try, you know, personally not to get comfortable, because I feel like that's a bad place to be in, but, you know, just trying to get better every day. I know that I can definitely still improve. Obviously I've had, you know, an okay month, and, you know, we've won some games and, you know, everything's looking positive right now, but I think, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, finishing this month strong and watching these young guys improve, and, you know, myself also, and then going in and having a good off season and coming back and, you know, trying to do it again. So, yeah, just looking forward to what's going on here.
What are you most proud of in terms of your development as a ball player since coming over to the Nationals organization?
Man, I think I have struggled in my career in the minor leagues a little bit, and you know, obviously in the role that I have with the Cardinals, and you know, obviously I struggled a little bit the first 2 months here, and I think it's important to know how to deal with that stuff going throughout your career. You know, a lot of guys come up and have success right away, and that's something I'm proud of, is just kind of overcoming some of the stuff that I've been able to get through, and offensively and defensively, and just improve, I think, is a big thing. So just dealing with some of that stuff and in a positive way.
How have you been able to do that? Baseball can be such a tough sport. There's a lot of failure, and it's easy to beat yourself up. And I would imagine that it can be, when you're going through one of those struggles, it can be a lonely thing to deal with. How have you been able to ride through some of those stretches where you have scuffled a little bit and get, you know, come out the other side in a good place?
I love baseball. You know, it's really important to me, but it's not my life, you know? So I think, you know, you have family that supports you, and I'm getting married this off season. So my fiance has definitely given me a lot of, you know, advice and just been there for me, and my dad and sister and just my whole family in general. So I think that's something that always helps, and, you know, for everybody. But yeah, I think it's just, if all your eggs are in the baseball basket, I feel like you put a lot of pressure on yourself, you know? And, so yeah, that's all I got on that.
Is that something that you think is tough for guys to do in this day and age, where you're on your phone so much, and you're maybe hearing chirping, or you're seeing social media clips, and it can be kind of all encompassing, where baseball maybe is a little bit easier in the past to become your life, that you're surrounded by it constantly. Is that a tough thing to do in this day and age, do you think?
I feel like a lot of guys have so many expectations for themselves that it's, you know, it's almost like you get let down when you struggle. And I feel like that's a hard thing to do. It's like, you know, you watch these guys like Judge, and you know, they're hitting 50 homers, and it's like, oh, you think like I can do that, you know? But I think it's important to just know who you are as a player and understand what you're good at, and try to go out and play like you and not someone else, if that makes sense. So that's kind of something that I've tried to do.
So what's the player that Lane Thomas tries to play like? Like, what is this vision that you have for yourself that you try and meet or live up to?
Man, I just try to go out and be consistent, you know, on both sides of the ball, like play aggressively, and just square the ball up, whether it's, you know, hitting the ball 300 feet and it becoming, it being a home run or a double or whatever, but just kind of letting it play out. I feel like I try to just be more consistent than go out chasing stats or chasing hits, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's probably a good approach, because you are going to go through times where you hit the ball well and you're not getting the result. But if you're not a results-based focus, and you're more a matter of approach and consistency, it's probably easier to deal with those tough times. Lane, I know early in the season, defensively, you were working on getting comfortable moving back towards the fence a little bit more, and that seems like it's gone really well for you. What, in terms of added progression, development, are you working on as you try and finish this year strong, go through a good off season, and come into 2023?
I think something in the last month that I've tried to work on is when I get in those good hitters counts, like, you know, taking an aggressive swing and not, like, you try to be too perfect, and, you know, it speeds up on you, you know, and you, I think you just have to be the aggressor at the plate. You know, it's, you get defensive when you try to chase hits and, you know, barrel every pitch up. And it's really, I mean, obviously it's a hard game. So you start giving the pitcher a little extra foot towards the plate, and it gets a lot harder. So I think it's just important to, you know, in those plus counts, you know, get your swing off, and then you always have a chance to dial it back with two strikes. So that's kind of something I've tried to do.
Lane, I want to talk to you about a couple more of your teammates. Joey Meneses has come up and made such an incredible early impression statistically, and just kind of seems like presence too. Like, it doesn't seem like anything really phases him too much. What have been your early reads on him as a ball player, as a guy in that clubhouse? What's it been like getting to know him and seeing what he's done?
Yeah, I mean, he just fit right in. I think he shows the experience he's had, you know, in the minor leagues, and I know he's played in Japan and winter ball and all that stuff. So I feel like, you know, besides a few different cities, it feels like, you know, he probably feels, I don't know, pretty comfortable up here too. And it shows, obviously, he's swinging the bat really well.
What about Ildemar Vargas, another guy that's not necessarily a quote-unquote young guy, but has a lot of energy, can play, you know, a number of different positions on the infield, and his bat has been pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, I think he brings a lot of energy on defense, man. I love watching that guy field the ball, and I think that, you know, that rubs off on the other guys out there too. So it's been fun to watch all those guys work together for sure.
Lane, I think something that maybe gets overlooked when a team has not had the season that they'd like to is the way that certainly the guys in the clubhouse players wise are leading the way, but also the tone that's set by the manager and coaching staff. It I would imagine can be kind of easy in September when your team hasn't performed the way that you'd like to maybe kind of coast a little bit or not give 100% against some teams that are battling for a playoff spot. You guys obviously haven't done that. Does that say something to you about Davey, about the coaching staff, about the way that they are going about things?
Yeah, I think my mindset on the game lately has come from Davey and just, you know, talking about playing hard and being aggressive. And, you know, if you make a mistake, you know, you went out, I guess, swinging in terms, or, you know, you went out giving your effort. So I think that's all they care about, you know, is that we're going out, giving effort and trying to win some games, in which, you know, you obviously in baseball, anybody can beat anybody on a given day. Obviously us, you know, showing that we've been playing well lately. But yeah, I think it's just important to just remember that, you know, and it kind of takes the pressure away, you know, and not be hesitant and just go out and give what you have that day.
Lane, 3 weeks left in the season, something like that. What's important to you for yourself, for your team over these final 3 weeks to hopefully finish strong and put yourself in a good place going into next year?
Yeah, I think it's just collectively everything we've talked about today, you know, just going in and, you know, and I keep repeating myself here, but just going out and being aggressive and playing hard, not being scared of what team we're playing or who's on the mound, and just remembering that everybody deserves to be here. You know, you're here for a reason, you know, you have an opportunity. So, you know, you can give what effort you have that day, you know, and hopefully we can maybe ruin some chances of playoffs here. We'll see.
Lane Thomas, Nationals outfielder, kind enough to take some time with me on Nats Insider. Lane, appreciate it, buddy. Good luck the rest of the way, and look forward to seeing you back here in D.C.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. We'll be right back. Welcome back. All right, so we heard from the big league side of things. Let's go down to the minors and hear from Jake Lowry, the manager of the Low A Fredericksburg Nationals. They've had a fantastic year overall. They've been consistent. They had a good first half. They've had a good second half as well. And now with a record that is well above 500, they've locked up a playoff spot in the Carolina League. It's going to be fun to watch this team play in the postseason. They've got some guys that are talked about as future big leaguers. We've discussed and heard from on this podcast a number of them. James Wood came over in the Juan Soto, Josh Bell deal. So did Harleen Susana. They've got TJ White, who's having a monstrous year. They've got a number of guys at Fredericksburg that have big time talent and have big time futures ahead of them. So let's hear now from Jake Lowry to talk about this playoff run, talk about some of the exciting young talent on his roster. Good conversation with a young up-and-coming manager at the minor league ranks, Jake Lowry, manager of Low A Fredericksburg. Jake, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Good to be back on, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, excited to have you, and congratulations to you and your team. What a cool run you guys have been on. I'm just curious, you know, you've got young guys down at the single A level. They've maybe won a little bit in high school or in college. What was it like for you guys as a group to clinch a playoff spot? How did they celebrate, and what was it like for you to watch them?
No, it was good. Like you said, we got some 18 through 24-year-olds on our team. So you got some younger guys, you got some mid-20s guys. It was really fun. We went out to the mounds. Wasn't much of a dog pile, just kind of like a celebration, a lot of hugs. Did a little speech out there and some bylaws of what we're about to do. So ran back in the clubhouse, guys got out of their uniforms or stayed in their uniforms. No one really listened to me on that. So, no big deal. And then we went outside and had a good celebration with everyone. So it was a good time.
That's awesome. What's been the biggest factor in your team having the success that it has really all season long and getting to a playoff position? You've had guys come and go. That's the nature of managing at the minor league levels. But what, as a collective theme, has been the difference that has allowed you guys to be in this position?
Well, I think as a staff, we really try to just talk about winning each series. You play six games, you have an off day on Monday. But as a collective staff, we really just try to take it, one day at a time. I know that's such a cliche, but like Davey always said, we try to go 1-0 every day. And that's really what we tried to do and try to win series and stack wins and not really worry about the outside, the outside noise with other teams and just kind of do what we do. And like you said, we had guys come in and out, up and down, new organizations. So we all kind of collectively came together. Our team really gelled really well with pluses and minuses of guys, but man, it's been fun and we're looking forward to the playoffs.
Do you sense a collective excitement from your boys as they get ready to start the playoff push? Is that something that is tangible amongst them?
Yeah, it is. You can tell these guys are, we're excited for the week, the rest of the week, but man, I'll tell you what, we're ready for Tuesday to be at home in front of our whole home crowd. And then an off day Wednesday and then play at Lynchburg. But yeah, you can tell the boys are fired up and we know we're playing for something more than just the rest of this week.
Jake, what's your take on the importance of establishing a winning culture at the minor league level so that when these kids advance up through the minor league ranks and hopefully one day are making the major leagues, that this process of grinding through a long season, making it to the postseason and knowing what pressure games feel like isn't new to them. How crucial is that in development of young ballplayers?
It's extremely important. You want these guys to, learn how to win, but also develop at the same time. It's part of the process to move guys up and down, but the winning culture stays the same. Deshaun Watson talked about that from the get-go, that we want to win championships, but we also want to develop guys and have that winning culture and winning type players, throughout the organization. So it's extremely important.
You've had some guys that have been with you for a good chunk of the season, and I want to give you an opportunity to talk about them, the guys that have kind of been the backbone of this team. You've also gotten an infusion of guys over the last handful of weeks, either because of promotions or because of trade deadline acquisitions. Talk to us about a couple of the guys that have been the mainstays for you, and then a couple of the newer additions that are some exciting names that fans can look out for in the future.
Yeah, so I'll start off with center fielder, right fielder, Jacob Young, just stole his 50th bag the other day. He's got 110 runs scored, kind of been the best leadoff guy that you could possibly ask for. Just gets on base, makes things happen on the bases. By far our best base runner, I think, in the organization. But he's a ball player, so he's been a mainstay, played 100-plus games. He's done a great job for us. Brandon Bossier, first base. Power's coming on late, great eye at the plate. It's been steady for infielders on the defensive part of the ball. Just a cog up and down the lineup, whether he's hitting third or eighth. He's been a great guy to have in the lineup and a tremendous first baseman for some of our younger infielders. Sammy Infante, 17 homers, 50 some RBIs. He's been a great addition for us to move over to second base and play some third. With the addition of Trey Lipscomb from the draft, James Woods, center fielder came over in the Juan Soto trade, as advertised, hits the ball over the ballpark, 6'7", great three hole hitter for me. Susanna, who touches 103 and stays at 98 to 100 for four innings. He's been as advertised as well, part of that Soto trade. Geraldy Diaz behind the plate, done a great job for us, throughout the season. His power has been coming on late. But he's steady Eddie behind the plate, makes 103 look easy to catch. Done a great job for us, especially got repeating this level. And JT Arruda, kind of an older guy, but he's been we call him the captain. He can play second, short, and third. A little bit of an older guy for this league, but nonetheless, did a great job holding down the infield, two spot, three spot, doesn't matter, just a ball player. And Will Frizzell came from the FCL, had an injury in spring training, and I think he's played in less than 40 games. He's got 11 pumps and 30-some RBIs, hitting 360, and really done a good job for us in the four-hole. And Jared McKenzie, another guy from Baylor in the draft, did a just you can plug him in anywhere. Left, right, center, does a great job. Steals bags, just another guy that's just like a ball player, kind of like a Brett Gardner type, lefty lefty. And man, it's been fun to just, you know, kind of plug and play with some of these guys.
Jake, I want to talk about a couple of those guys that you mentioned that the Nets got in the Juan Soto, Josh Bell deal. James Wood, you mentioned the size, you mentioned the pop that he uses off fields. Susana, we know about the blazing fastball. You've gotten to know these guys a little bit now over the last few weeks as people. Bring us behind the scenes a little bit into them as not just ball players, but what you've picked up from them as young men and what the ceiling is for these guys.
Well, I think the ceiling's, you know, the major leagues, obviously those guys, you know, they're 18, 19 year old, you know, studs. I think we did a really good job with getting some talent and evaluation. But James Wood's super, super neutral, man. He never gets too high, never gets too low. He's literally just like, he's there. He's not going to be the rah-rah guy in the dugout, but, you know, he has a really good thought process. He knows what kind of player he can be. He can hustle, get doubles, hits the ball from line to line. Super nice kid, great upbringing, comes from an athletic family, and he's been great for us. Susana is an alpha on the mound, in the clubhouse. He kind of demands this, and it's kind of what you want, you know, on the mound. And then in between his mound days, you know, he's getting after with his throwing program, his bullpens, trying to harness some of his off speed because it's like 94, 95. He throws 94, 95 mile hour sliders and changeups. So his velo and stuff is like off the charts. Ridiculous when you're looking at the track, man. But he's another guy that, you know, it's a potential ace for the Nationals at some point. But really good job with that trade with our evaluators. These guys are you know, the bright future for the Nationals.
Jake, I wanted to ask you about yourself. I know that as a manager's job, a lot of what you do is talking about the guys on your team. But you know, you and I caught up earlier, and I got a sense earlier on this season when we did chat about how passionate you are about this role that you have now, managing these kids at the low A level. What has this year been like for you in total? I know it's not done yet, and you have some things that you want to accomplish in the postseason. What has this year been like from your perspective?
It's been great. You know, it's obviously different than Florida. You know, you're dealing with more things day to day, and you kind of control the schedule and the volume for guys. But I've had a great time. It's been a great learning experience for me. First full season managing. My staff's been great. Great guys to bounce ideas off of. Obviously, both of them played in the big leagues. So we try to bring that mindset every day. You know, they never treat me as like if I didn't play in the big leagues and they did that I'm some lesser person or anything like that. So I think I've earned the respect and I have a tremendous amount of respect for them, but it's been really fun to have, be a little bit closer to home. Family's been able to come up in the summer and things like that. So school's started back up. So kind of back in that aspect of, you know, when I get home for an off day and taking kids to, you know, kindergarten and preschool. So that part's fun, though. It's nice being home. I'm fortunate to be close. But this season as a whole, it goes faster and faster every year. I tell guys that all the time. Like, each season just seems to go faster and faster. We're already in September, you know, looking at instructional league after this and the off season. So you never take this stuff for granted. We've had a great year, but we're not done yet, like you said.
Well, Jake, best of luck in the postseason. We're pulling for you from here in D.C., hoping to watch you guys do some really special things down the stretch here. And great catching up with you, as always. I look forward to running into you at Instructs or sometime soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. Go Nats, go Freddies.
Go Nats, go Freddies. See you, buddy. That'll do it for the Nats Insider Podcast this week. My thanks to both of my guests today, Lane Thomas and Jake Lowry. Wish both of them luck down the stretch. Lane on the field, Jake in the dugout, managing a playoff-bound team. Excited to watch that team go. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you down the road. Just a few more podcast episodes left before the season wraps up. Check in with you sometime soon. Go big or go home.